What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison? Swangles in Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. I hope everybody is doing okay out there. Thank you for choosing to spend a few moments with me during your busy day. Maybe you're doing something productive like going to the gym or working around the house or doing something. Anyway, whatever you're doing, hopefully we'll be able to add to your day and not subtract from it. I'll tell you what, this episode's going to be pretty cool because what we're going to focus on is getting yourself ready and how to sort of make it happen for you in this new world, this new normal. I hate to even use the word new normal because we know it's like a triggered response, you know, but things are changing. And I think it's a time where we should start evaluating where we are, what we're doing. Do we have the right skill set? Can we add some things to our current skill sets? Can we add additional revenue streams? That's what I'm gonna talk about. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna skip the traditional talk with my sponsors about the products because it's gonna wind up coming into play in this episode anyway. We're gonna wind up talking about it because we're talking about getting ready and getting prepared. And when you talk about those things, well, I'm talking about getting your body prepared. I'm talking about getting yourself physically prepared. In terms of having items that you may need. So My Patriot Supply, C60, chemical-free body, they're all part of that. We'll get into that in a little bit. But I think that it is important for everybody to have multiple revenue streams coming into their accounts. Most people have a traditional job, 9-to-5 sort of thing. Go to work, come home, you're exhausted, you don't have a whole lot of time to do anything else, you make dinner, you got kids, all that stuff. You tend to focus on the amount of money you make. Let's say you have a salary job, you know what you're going to make, or if you're an hourly, you have an idea of how much you're going to make, you map that against what your expenses are, and you sort of figure this out. Some people sit down, they do actual budgets. Some people have kind of like a running idea in their head what their budget is, whatever works for you. But if you are not adding additional revenue streams to your income, why not? I'm gonna give you some ideas here too. So this is gonna be like one of those episodes where you want to like have a sheet of paper and a pen and maybe write down some of these notes and take a look and see if it works for you. See what you think, because we gotta start talking about some solutions here. These people are plotting how they want society to turn out. It feels like we don't have a say in this. It feels like they're changing society against our will, against our better judgment, and we're having to adapt. We've been having to adapt in the alternative media to the censorship and things like that, and it's very frustrating. But once you make an adjustment, once you know you come to understand that, say, YouTube is going to throw you off, so you say, all right, well, where else am I going to go, or how am I going to build this platform for myself where I'm not dependent on YouTubes of the world? I don't need to worry about them deplatforming me and then ruining my life. I'm making some adjustments. And then once you do that, you go, oh shit, I should have done this a long time ago. Actually, it was a good thing that I prepared for my YouTube demise because I did all these other things that I would have never thought to do. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about passive income, multiple revenue streams, how to make it in this new world. And we're going to talk about some ideas, you know, some real, I mean, I'm good at complaining, believe me. I got like a PhD in complaining about this shit, but I'd also like to have just as, you know, an equal amount of solutions to go along with this. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to talk about. I'm prepared to get a little bit personal about my own revenue streams here too, because why not? I don't have anything to hide. So I work in real estate. I manage a real estate brokerage in Las Vegas from Denver. I've been doing this for many years. My business partners are fantastic people. I'm the broker and the president of the company. If you're interested in buying or selling a home in Las Vegas, you can contact me. That's my day job. And I manage several agents that are underneath me. But I have other interests. I have other things that I like to do. I started writing in 2017. That's when my first book, The Octopus of Global Control, came out. I wrote that. That is for sale on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and also through my website. That is a lot of work to write a book. A 540-page book like that is a lot of work. Hell, if I'd known it was as much work as it was going to be when I started, I probably wouldn't have started it, but I did. And I went out on the road and promoted that and did a lot of talking. And my promotion of the Octopus book wound up turning into a meeting with Jeff Berwick, which led to the Controlled Demolition book being out, and that led to Macro Aggressions, and now I have a third book coming out as well. I love it. I love doing it. I love writing it. I'm not getting rich from it. You know, there aren't enough readers out, unfortunately. There's not enough readers out there to really get rich on a book. I mean, you might be like every now and then you get a Graham Hancock who writes Fingerprints of the Gods and it sells 10 million copies and you hit it big on that one, you know, but for the most part, most people aren't doing that. So I have revenue, a little bit of revenue coming in from the book every month. And like I said, a third book on the way. Great. I don't count on that money. I love that it comes in. I love that people are buying the book. I don't have to do anything. It is handled and distributed from these platforms, Barnes & Noble and Amazon. I never have to, I'm not in there printing up the books or packaging them myself. From time to time, I mail out some individual ones to people that I know or, you know, that I have relationships with, but I'm not doing anything. That is an additional revenue stream, and that is also passive income. I love it. It's a lot of work early on writing it, but once you're done writing it, it sits out there and there's nothing more you have to do with it. I would imagine it's like, you know, like a musician that puts an album out and then they've moved on. They're working on their next album and maybe their next and then their next. And 15 years down the road, they look back and they go, oh yeah, that first album still pays off. I still get some royalties from that. That's great. And that's kind of how my Octopus book is. It's not as you walk into Barnes & Noble, it's not sitting there right at the front, okay? It's just never going to be there, but it's something. And it got me thinking about, okay, well, I enjoy having additional revenue streams. What else is there? What else can I do? So I'm friends with Chris Matthew and Corey Hughes from Forbidden Knowledge News. They're great guys. They live not too far from me. And I was hanging out. I was over at their studio one time. They have everything all set up there. And I saw this device that was plugged in. I said, hey, what's that? And Corey said, oh, that's a helium miner. And I was like, like from the atmosphere? Like, I'm such a moron. I'm like, why are you mining helium? Don't we have like plenty of that in the atmosphere? He's like, no, dumbass. It's helium cryptocurrency. And I was like, oh, what do you mean you're mining it? And he said, well, this miner has a little antenna on it. And what it's doing is it's providing frequency. It's providing coverage for this IoT, Internet of Things, smart devices that are in the area. His miner goes out like a mile and a half radius and it's part of this network. And I go, well, explain it. And like, how does this work? And he said, okay, so helium is providing this, this network with all, where smart devices can run off of this network. It's not Wi-Fi. It's actually radio, long wait radio waves, the way it's set up. I'll butcher the technical components of this because I'm not super technical, but I'll get to the point of it. I said, well, what is this? How does that, do you make money doing this? He goes, oh yeah, I make like 400 bucks a month doing this, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month doing this. I go, well, doing what? What are you doing? He says, I'm doing nothing. I just plug this thing in. And as a reward for providing additional coverage of this area, I get cryptocurrencies, I get coins into my account for that. And so he showed me the dashboard, he showed me how it all worked. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. How much is the miner? He said, well, here's the deal. He said, I got it for free. And I was like, okay, so how do you get it for, you get it for free for what? And he says, okay, so there's a company out there, and I don't think I can mention the company's name. I don't have an official relationship, so I'm not going to mention the company's name. I'm going to go into all the details about it, but I'm just not going to mention their name. But he said, there's this company that they'll send you a free miner. Basically what it is it's their miner. They send it to you, you plug it in, and whatever that thing mines, they pay you a commission on it. They pay you 20% commission for it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he says, do you want one? And I said, yeah. And he said, great. I'll submit your email address to the company. Then they'll reach out to you. And provided that you're in a area, they'll check your address and everything. They'll send you an email and then you'll fill in where your address is. And then they'll have to approve you based on your geography. They want to make sure that you fit where it fits, but then you'll get your miner and whatever it generates, they'll give you 20% of it. I said, oh, that's cool. He says, but there's one more thing. He said, because I sent you to them, I'll get 5%. You'll get 20%. I'll get 5%. He goes, my 5% isn't going to come out of your cut. It'll come out of the company's cut. But because I referred you, I'm going to get 5% too. I go, oh, good for you. That's awesome. And so I did that. And they sent me my helium miner and I have it now. And I plugged it in and I, you plug it in, and actually the guy called me. I didn't have to call them, but normally you call them and say, hey, I just got my miner. I need to get it hooked up. And this guy walks you through the process. It takes like 5 minutes. And I'm technically, I'm fearful when it comes to technology that I'm going to break something. So I'm always like, oh, am I going to screw it up? I don't want to like put it on the wrong network and then have all my Wi-Fi go out or anything. None of that happened. I just got myself all freaked out for nothing. But anyway, so this helium miner came. I plugged it in and same as Corey, I'm just making money doing it. It's like, it's literally free money. You know, people are like, eh, it's like free money. No, in this case, it is actually free money. I have the hookup for this helium miner. And I think you guys should probably get one too. I mean, I keep waiting for the catch, you know? I'm like, okay, so you're sending it to me for free. And when I say free, I mean, the device costs nothing. There's no tax. There's no shipping and handling. I mean, during the process, when you're ordering this, at no time do you take out your credit card. When I say free, I mean 100% free. They send it, they take all the risk. So They approve you. Then they mail you this helium miner, which is like the size of your fist about. And that has like a little antenna that comes out of it. And you plug it in. You like plug it in. Once you set it up, you don't have to do anything. You like can totally forget about that it's even there. And then you have a dashboard you can log into. I mean, if you're obsessive, you could check it every day, I suppose, but you don't need to. It just does its thing and you go about your life and do your thing. And if you want to check it like once a month and go, oh shit, I got money. Like it pays you in the form of helium tokens, but then you can immediately convert those into dollars and put it in your account, you know, or in your bank account or convert it into Bitcoin or convert it into whatever you want to do. So, they pay you in helium, but you're not required to keep it in helium, or you can, you know, you can just be somebody that plugs it in and checks it like a year later to see how much helium you've got. And I think the coins are like $12 a coin or something right now. That's been going up, you know, it's cryptocurrency. It goes up, it goes down. It might go up further. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to put some price target on a cryptocurrency, because I know just enough about it to be dangerous, but I do know that this product is working because it's in my house now and I have a dashboard and I can watch. I can see that it's working. So I feel like this is something I need to make you guys aware of. And I'll tell you how to hook it up. And to be clear, like there's no sales pitch because there's no sale. You know, I'm not selling you a helium miner or anything. It's not for sale. They're free. I'm just like telling you, hey, you want one? Here's where they are. I know I've got the hookup for free helium miners. And it'll mint you, I don't know. Everybody's different. It depends on your proximity to thing. I'm still trying to sort out all the science behind it, but it depends on your proximity to other helium miners in the area. And then you have to solve these codes. And to be fair, and to be crystal clear, when people think about crypto mining, they think of Bitcoin mining and they think of something that sucks like a lot of energy. That's not the case with this. These are totally different things. This thing is running off of, it's like radio frequencies. The amount of energy that you will spend in your electric bill is like 70 cents a month, I think, for it. So it's not the Bitcoin problem of massive amounts of energy. It's like I said, it's just like a little thing you plug in and you kind of set it and forget it. So I don't know. I feel like you don't have to hit a home run every time, right? This helium miner thing, it's a single. It's not a triple. It's not a home run. It's probably not even a double. It's just a single. But you'll take it. I'll take it. You're going to offer me like $400 a month for doing nothing? I'll do that. I want my internet bills paid. You know, I want the amount of money that generates. I want my cell phone cable bill, internet service provider bills covered every month with this. Yeah, why not? You know, I mean, for $400 a month, I'll take it. It's like, well, and also, I mean, now considering the rise in inflation, you know, the prices of everything, hell, you need one of these just to sort of combat some of that, you know? So it's one of those things. Maybe it covers your groceries. Maybe it pays all your utilities. I don't know. Reconcile it in your brain, however you need to reconcile it. But whatever you can do with, let's just say, $400 a month. And again, to be clear, everyone's results will vary on this. It just depends on your geography and things like that. But if it is, let's just say $400 a month, hell, I got uses for that. I've got things that I could buy. So what you do, and this is how, I'm going to blow up my inbox, but I'm okay with it. The way it works is I'll submit your email address to the company. And then they're going to email you and introduce themselves and say, hello, you've been referred to this network. This is who we are. This is what we do. Come read up about this product. This is how it all kind of fits together. And they'll give you all the information. And then at that point, they say, is this something that you want? Because you've been, you know, because somebody in your network you has submitted your email address. So is this something you're interested in? You say, yeah, of course. And then, like I said, they walk you through the buying process. It's like a shopping cart. It's like an online shopping cart, except that when you get to the end, your balance is $0. So you don't have to pull out your credit card or anything like that, but it works just like that. And then it takes a couple months. That's the downside to this. It's that there's so much backlog with like chip manufacturers and supply chain stuff and like, you know, also just an approval. And this company, I think, is blowing up. I'm going to try and get the founder of the company to come on and explain it. I think Corey and Chris, well, I know that Corey and Chris know the founder. So I'm going to try and make that happen so that anyway, we can get another, like a more detailed explanation. But I just think this is a no-brainer. This is just one of those things like picking up money that you see on the street. So what you do is this: email me and just say, I'm interested in the helium miner in your subject line. And then I'll obviously have your email address. I'll submit it to the company and then they'll reach out to you. We'll do it that way. I realize it's going to blow up my inbox. I'm fine with it because two things. One, well, full disclosure, I get paid on this too. Remember how I said that there's the 20% plus the 5% that like Corey got for referring me? Well, I get 5% on this for referring you. So I have a financial interest in doing this, and I don't think anybody would begrudge me that. Especially since I'm upfront and open about it, but you're going to get a free miner. They're going to pay you 20% commission, a couple hundred bucks a month for this. Passive income, multiple revenue streams, the type of income that everybody wants, the type that you don't have to do a damn thing about. And then you have a choice. You have two choices. Either once you get it, that could be the only thing you do with it. Or if you have a network of friends and family next, you know, close to you, then tell them about it. And pick up the 5% for hooking them up with it. You've got people at work that you know, people at church that you know, family, friends, you know, I don't know, maybe get 10 people that you know, and next thing you know, you've got additional revenue we're just thinking, you know what I mean? We're just thinking about this. So if this is something that is up your alley, something that you like, or something that you just want more information about, email me. theoctopusofglobalcontrol@protonmail.com. That's the email address. A secondary way to get to me is go to the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com, and there's like a contact us page or button you can click. Do that. It'll ask you for your email address, and I'll have your email address that way as well. And I'll do that. I'll just sit and put everybody's email just one at a time and do it with like 1,000 emails. I don't care. And you'll get information sent to you from this company. And if I feel comfortable, like if I can get the owner on, then I think I'd feel comfortable mentioning the company by name, but I don't know. I just feel like there might be something weird about doing it. So anyway, email me. I'll give you all the information you want. theoctopusofglobalcontrol@protonmail.com is the email address. So something to consider. And then sort of a spinoff of that is, you know, we're talking about going down this path of like trying to find additional revenue streams. Well, look, cryptocurrency, since we're talking about this, there are a lot of people that are doing very well in crypto. Yes, it goes up really fast, and yes, it comes down really fast. It's a wild ride. You got to buckle up. But Bitcoin people that are out there, they make some really good points about the future of this technology / currency, however you want to define it. It's something for people to look into. I had Hotep Jesus on a couple months ago, and he's a tech entrepreneur, and we were talking about one of his companies is Coinbit app, and that is one of those roundup for charity that you have set up with your bank, except when you make purchases, this rounds up, and instead of it going to charity, it rounds up and they take all those pennies or all those dollars that it becomes, and each week it buys you Bitcoin. with it. And it just quietly buys it for you. You kind of set it up in a way that it works every week. You don't have to think too much about it, and then it just goes. And I've done that. I've done that since March. I made the announcement when he was on. I said, hey, I'm going to put the link in the description. I'll put the link in the description in this for this episode as well for you to just go and do that. That's one of those like real kind of easy things to do, kind of like a savings account, automatic savings account for Bitcoin, if you're so inclined. You know, it's not for everyone. You know, I think some people are more have more of an appetite for it than others. That's fine. But I'll tell you that the guys that I know that really know crypto, some of these guys have, you know, they have thoughts on which coin's better. Not all of them are scams. Not all of them are good either. You know, some of them you got to be kind of careful of. They love the privacy related coins. They love Monero. They love Pirate Chain. They love Wownero. They love these privacy based coins. I know the Bitcoin Maximus people are pulling their hair out by hearing this, but they love Bitcoin too. I mean, there's room for all of these. It's not to say that, I mean, think of it like stocks, right? There's nobody that says you have to buy just General Motors stock, right? You could buy stock in a variety of companies, or you could pick an industry and say, I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit around on all these and see how it does. Some people do that with crypto. I'm not saying you should. I'm not licensed to give investment advice. I'm certainly not licensed to give crypto investment advice. I know a little bit about it, but not enough. But let's start thinking. You know, people that are really hardcore into this, they'll run masternodes to create revenue streams. So they'll take their cryptocurrency and create revenue streams on top of that. And so there's ways that this can happen. I think that something that, you know, tips that people might want to know, have you heard of a company called Upwork? Upwork. It's great. I use them all the time. It's like Fiverr. I don't know, Fiverr's similar. I mean, Fiverr might be just as good. I just happen to use Upwork. And so this is something that is like you outsource, like I outsource technical stuff and editing, video editing and things. Like my macroaggressions video, the video formats are edited by a guy that I met in Bangladesh and on Upwork. I send it to him. He gets it done. Boom, quick. I mentioned this because I think that some people out there are trying to do all this technical stuff on their own and like melting down like I do. I can't do this. I just don't have the skills. If I have the ability to outsource this to somebody else who can do it better than me, faster than I can, without the headache. Oh, and by the way, they're in some country where like $5 for or $10 to edit a video is more than enough for them. And I know it'll take me 3 hours and, you know, have me practically jumping out the window in frustration. So like, why deal with that? Outsource away, man. Go take a look on their graphic design, computer design, you name it, they've got it. And as a flip side to that, what kind of skills do you have? Do you have skills that are marketable? What, put yourself on Upwork. You know, you're somebody that's really good at sound editing. It just comes easy to you. You have all the software and the hardware and the computers to do all this stuff. Somebody's going to need your help on this. Make an account. Make a profile for yourself. Hey, this is what I do. I'm qualified. Here's my qualifications. I charge, you know, $30 an hour. Why not? You may get some side business that way. This is an additional revenue streams. That's what we're talking about. We're just talking about ideas and solutions. So if you haven't heard of a company like Upwork, I say look into it. I have no financial interest, stake, no relationship with Upwork, but I've been using them for years now. And so I feel pretty comfortable talking about them. I've interacted with them quite frequently. I do a lot of work with them. I think people should at least keep that as an option. If there's something, you know, like holding you back, you say, oh, I would totally do this, except I don't know how to do this one part of it. So I'm not going to do the whole thing. do what you can do and then go on Upwork. And there's some dude on the other side of the planet that knows how to do it way better than you, way faster than you can do it, and for a third of the price. So I think people should start diversifying into gold and silver, since we're talking about crypto here. And it still stands that I'm still 5 minutes later, not licensed to give financial advice, I promise you. I am licensed to give real estate advice, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But diversify into gold and silver. You know why? Because the establishment does not want you to. They've been suppressing those prices. Now, I'm not saying get into gold and silver because you think that they're going to spike and the prices go through the roof. They might if they arrest all the bankers that are currently manipulating the price of gold and silver and put them behind bars, and then allow the gold and silver market unfettered access to, like an Adam Smith type invisible hand marketplace where things balance themselves out, then obviously those prices are going to rise because they've been suppressed. But taking that just completely out of the equation, buying gold and buying physical silver, those are bets against the fiat currency monetary system. It's the reason why it gets suppressed. It's the reason why they short the shit out of paper contracts of silver and gold at certain times and keep the price down. By the way, it's not speculation. They have been busted rigging all these exchanges, COMEX, Forex, LIBOR. All the banks have been busted for manipulating these. So there's manipulation happening. But when you're buying gold and silver, what you're doing is you're exchanging your fiat currency dollars for something that's tangible and has real value to you. Now, it might rise, but if nothing else, it takes some of your dollars out of the game and exchanges them for something that holds its value a little bit better. That's all. That's why you do that. And there's a variety of types of silver. I buy my stuff from SD Bullion. I'll put a link in the description to that. I've used them for many years. I don't know if they have, I don't know if I'm getting the absolute best price down to the penny, but I'm getting a reasonable price compared to everybody else. I'm not buying big, huge quantities, but when I buy it, they send it to me and I get it. So that's a good thing. So I feel comfortable mentioning them. And once again, I've been using them for at least 5 years. I've been buying from them. So it's something to have. And when I say gold and silver, tangible gold, tangible silver, not ETFs, not these paper contracts that you buy like through your broker, your stockbroker. No, don't do that. Go to the coin shop, go to SD Bullion, go somewhere and buy the actual physical stuff and keep that in your house. There's also something called junk silver, which isn't actually junk. It's just coins that were made, that were minted before a certain year in the 60s that actually were minted with silver in them. So they have value. That's something to consider. But I mean, if we get ourselves into a point where, God help us, like grid down situation, lights are off and everything, you're going to want to have something. I mean, crypto is cool and crypto may explode and take off prices, you know, higher prices and all that stuff. But it is true. It's like, what good is your crypto if the power is out, right? So the power will come back on. We know that. And the way the decentralized nature of crypto, of some of the cryptos, works is that it'll be there eventually. But I'm just talking about in an emergency situation. Gold, silver, lead, you know, bullets. People like bullets. Bullets have value. Bullets have value. Let's be honest here for a second. If we're in some sort of like grid down situation, bullets have a lot of value. You know what I mean? They're hard to find. When you need them, you got to have them. You know, they're worth a lot to you. So, you know, if we get into some barter economy, might not be the worst thing to have. And be careful, by the way, be careful about keeping all your money in the bank account. We've done this before. We've talked about this before. But the relationship that you have with your bank is such that when you sign your contract to open your bank account, what you don't realize in the fine print is that the the money, when you deposit it into the bank, it becomes the property of the banks, and you become an unsecured creditor of that money. It's a bad position to be in. You're not in first position. So that's something I think people need to recognize. I'm not saying take every last penny out of the bank. I mean, you need that for like the flow of your life and to pay bills and do those things. But as much as you can, try to get away from that. Definitely have some cash on hand in case something bad goes down. And it's just a good idea. And we're talking about ideas. We're talking about preventative things. Some of these you're going to incorporate into your life, and some of these you're going to go, "Eh, I'm not interested." But thinking ahead. You know, this is kind of my point on all of this is that you listen to macro aggressions, or you listen to Tinfoil Hat, or you listen to the Ripple Effect, or the OBDM. All these podcasts out there that are kind of like conspiracy theory, right? They've got that label on it, and you'll be mocked by some of your friends, or they'll kind of look at you funny because you're into these things. Well, whatever, those people can kiss my ass. But the point is that there's got to be an upside to this, right? That you're listening to shows like this, and there is. You're going to get information that's coming from a totally different source that you would never hear on the nightly news. They're going to be talking about ideas that you hadn't really thought of, or they're not presented to you on your news or in the newspaper or in mainstream sites. You're going to start thinking about things differently. Take advantage of that. Like prepare yourself for what you see coming, because you see it coming because you're listening to shows like this. It'd be a shame if you took all the abuse from your friends and family for being a conspiracy theorist and listening to this stuff, and you didn't take the additional step of then preparing and like, oh, you guys are laughing at me now, but guess who's got a generator? You know, you're laughing at me now, but guess who's got silver? That's right. You know, who's the conspiracy theorist now? So take the additional step. It's not enough to just know it. It's not enough to just listen to it. Just think of how stupid you'll feel if like the wheels come off, right? And the power goes down and you're like, I knew this was going to happen and I didn't do anything about it. That would make you insane. So anyway, let's talk about that. Let's talk about getting prepared. Now, obviously, one of my sponsors is My Patriot Supply. They've been great to us. They've set up our own website, preparewithmacroaggressions.com. You can go through there and you can get a 4-week supply, or you can get a 3-month supply of food. Great. Are you busy? Do you know you need to be prepared? Go to that website, order that food, like takes 5 minutes, order that food, and now you're done. You can go back to your life of doing all these other things. You're covered in that department. But I've got another idea for you too. If you've got more time than money, and you know you need to get prepared, and maybe you go to preparewithmacroaggressions.com and you look and you go, oh, I love all this stuff. I wish I had this. It's a little out of my budget. Okay, no problem. I have something for you. I have an idea for you. And this is an idea I have done. I've put this into practice. I have a couple of these things. I started building my own prep kits. I have two of them that are great. I had more. I've sold them. I built them years ago. I was building them and then just selling them. Just make a couple $100. What I was buying was these like, they're like 4 feet long, maybe 2 feet high, black plastic containers. I think you can get them at like Walmart, and they latch on the side. You know, there's like little buckles on the side, and then they have a room where you can put a padlock through it, you know? So it's like hard plastic container. I bought those, and then I started making my own prep kits, my own, like, I was calling them earthquake kits, because I was living in California and I was just selling them around the local area. And it's great. You know what I did? I went to the dollar store and found all these items, dollar store and Walmart mostly, where I could get these things as cheap as I could. And I made an itemized list of everything that went in it. and I'm going to read the list to you. So if this is something that you're interested in and you're like, oh shit, I could totally do this. I mean, because you can totally do this. You can build this at home part-time. Cost me like $150 worth of materials, and I was selling it for like $400. Not bad. And it was actually kind of fun to do. So this was what was in my earthquake kit. Men's razors, shaving cream, toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, toilet paper, a mirror, toenail clippers, deodorant, tissue packets, Neosporin, cotton swabs, paper towels, medicine, first aid kit. All right. That was just one container, and I pretty much called that toiletries. I had, for tools, I had a 12-in-1 screwdriver, a 12-inch handsaw. I had 2.5-inch nails, like a little container of nails, a pocket knife, work gloves, a hammer, an aluminum wrench, an Allen wrench, like a Leatherman type thing with an Allen wrench, bungee cords, rope, duct tape, and a hand can opener. That just went in another box, right? And so all these boxes fit in this bigger box. For food and water, I had cooking fuel. I had a folding stove. I had top ramen, tea bags, like strawberry lemonade, crystal flavor, you know, like the little crystal packets that you add to water. I had raisins and peanuts and peanut butter and canned tuna and instant oatmeal and these things called Daytrex water packs. They're like 4-ounce packets of water that's packaged in like a really hard like a foil sort of. Just a packet, you know, that you could tear open, but it's 4-ounce packets of water, really great for emergencies and things like that. I bought like a huge box of them, and I would put 6 of them in each kit, you know, so you had water in there. And then another container was lights and warmth, and that was 2 emergency blankets, glow sticks, 2 rain ponchos, an LED lantern that was 300 lumens, a 2-person dome tent that was 7 feet by 7 feet. I had tea candles, I had hand warmers, I had more regular candles, matches, flashlight, and one of those long flexible lighters, those lighters like you would light a stove with. And then in another pack, I had miscellaneous items. I had large plastic trash bags, I had gallon Ziploc bags, I had sandwich bags, Ziploc bags, I had stationery and a pen, I had a combo lock, carabiners, playing cards, batteries, that's D batteries, AA batteries, and AAA batteries. I had a solar charger battery panel that was 5,000 mAh portable and waterproof, a solar charger battery panel. That was a really good thing to get. I had an aluminum mug, a fire starter block, I had a aluminum mini loaf pan. I had plastic sandwich containers. I had paper face masks, plastic utensils, scissors, twine rope, a paring knife, and this round plastic container that a lot of this stuff fit in. The reason why I read off this itemized list is because some of you are going to go, oh, I can totally do this. Because you can totally do this. If you've got access to like a dollar store or like a Five Below, this is for the US mostly, you know, these stores, these dollar store, Dollar General, all these places, they've got some interesting stuff in there if you haven't checked it out. I just made a list of all the things that I needed. There's 75 items total inside my container. And like I said, I built it for, it was like a, when all everything was factored in, it was like $150 for me to build it per container. And I was selling them for $400. Frankly, I think you could sell them for more. If the shit hits the fan, you can sell them for a lot more. That is, if people actually have anything to give you for them, which is why I'm saying get some cash out, get some silver out, get all this stuff sort of prepared. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to say, let's have a thought exercise where we pretend, what would we need if we were in a disaster? And we don't even have to get into the conspiratorial component. Let's keep it where it is. Let's keep it as earthquake inventory kit, which is how I have it listed on my Excel document with all of these items there. Earthquake inventory kit. You can do that. You can sell disaster kits to people. You don't even have to like freak them out. Like, hey, did you know that the grid's probably going to go down? They'll be like, don't tell me. But this is something that you can do. You can do this in your, you don't have to quit your job. You can do this in your spare time. You can do this at night while you're sitting around watching TV. Itemize list, boom, 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 put all these things together. And then how do you sell it? Well, they're heavy. So you're probably not going to be shipping them. You're going to want to sell them in your local community. Once again, much like with the helium miner, do you have a network of friends, family, coworkers, people from church, whoever your social circle is? Reach out to them. Once you've exhausted that, move to the next level. Put it on Craigslist. Sell these things on Craigslist. Put it on Nextdoor. If you have the Nextdoor app on your smartphone, which is kind of like a mini Craigslist, but more like regional in your area, put it on Nextdoor. Like, get creative. If you've got this product and you know you can double your money, more than double your money, every time you sell one, just build one. See how it goes. Use my list. Email me. If you want my list, email me. Hell, I'll send you an email with all the list of all these things that I just mentioned. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Take my list and go buy all that stuff and fill it into your packet and start selling it. I mean, or don't. It's up to you. I'm just throwing out ideas here. Let's talk about, as a side note to that, then, if you want to take this to an additional step, let's say that you really do believe that the grid is going down, be that something weather-related, like what we saw in Texas, or be that Klaus Schwab and his merry band of lunatics. You think it's going down? Well, I think you might be right. You could be right. At Costco, if you are in the United States, I'm not sure. Is Costco international? I'm not positive. But as an example, at Costco, you can buy a generator for $500. Okay? Just so you know that. When the power goes down, you can't buy a generator for $500. You can't buy a generator anywhere. Am I suggesting that you go load up on generators? Not really. But if you had one, if you have $500 that you're not going to miss and you want to use that and you think of this as an insurance policy, just so you know, Costco has them. They have batteries. They have lamps. They have emergency food too at Costco. Just so you know, just so you're aware. Okay, let's say you've got a little bit longer timeline to get prepared for things. We had Mike Cobb on the show from ECI Development. He was talking about real estate and residency programs in countries like Belize, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama. That's a longer term play, but since we're talking about getting ready and getting prepared, that's something that you might want to get ready and get prepared for. I put the link in the description when I had Mike Cobb on the show a couple of maybe like a 6 weeks ago. And I get copied on the emails that go back and forth when people registered for their thing. We had a lot of people register. There were a lot of people that listened to what Mike was saying and said, I need to know more about this. Send me some more information. So I'm really glad to hear that. I'm going to put the link to the description, link in the description for ECI Development, just like I did when I had Mike Cobb on. Just so you have it. So speaking of real estate, and this is something I can speak on as a licensed real estate agent in a broker in Nevada for, 18 years in Nevada. And I got my real estate broker's license in California in 98. So I've had it for a while. I have a suggestion. If you want to buy something that will never go out of style, buy some land with productive farms or orchards or water or more importantly, water rights, or timber. If you own this land that produces something, it's a productive farm, or it's a productive orchard, or it's a productive site where you can sell the timber, you're going to be in a good spot. You may need to relocate there at some point. I don't know, but I'm just saying that this is something that a lot of investors are looking into. I sell from time to time apartments, small apartments, fourplexes. Have you ever considered this? Have you ever considered buying a fourplex, living in one of the units, and renting the other three out? If you're buying a fourplex, you can qualify for a traditional mortgage for that. You don't have to get commercial financing. You don't have to do anything funky. If it's above, if it's five units or above, it can fall into a different type of loan program, although I know a lender that can get you around that, anything eight units and under. But still, let's just say for the purposes of this, if it's four units or less, you can do a traditional loan, which means, you know, you just talk to your lender and like you're buying a house, you can buy a fourplex, except that you could keep it as an investment opportunity, or you could, if you needed to, live in one and rent out the others and have those three pay the mortgage and you essentially live rent free. It's an idea. I mean, my partners are house flippers. My real estate partners, we have a brokerage that does traditional real estate, but our side gig or really our normal gig is house flipping. I mean, we're so good at it. We have an HGTV television show, or we did for three seasons, following us around. So we know what we're doing. That's what we do. You can get started on this locally, and you can buy a cargo container and flip that. I'm serious. There's a lot of people doing that. Tiny homes, prefabs. Don't just get stuck in this single family residence, one size fits all cookie cutter home idea. There's lots of ideas out there. You know, let's start thinking about things a little differently. Let's expand our opportunities and our horizons and say, okay, well, I've always thought of real estate as just being a house. Well, it can be more than that. It can be different. It might look like a productive farm. It might look like 5 acres that has tangerine trees on it. You know what I mean? And you go, what am I going to do with all these tangerines? I don't know. Hire someone to go out there and pick all of them and then sell them at a farmer's market every Sunday. Get creative. Speaking of creative, are you creative? Are you like a little artsy? Are you into that stuff? You can create designs, like t-shirt designs, and sell them through merch by Amazon, where you just submit your design to merch by Amazon. And when they approve it, it goes into their storefront. And anybody that decides they want to buy the t-shirt with the design that you put, that you created there, you get paid on. You don't have to service the guy. You don't have to make the t-shirt. You don't have to package it and sell it and ship it to Amazon. Does all that. They just pay you a licensing fee. Are you artsy? Are you clever? You could do that all day long. It's called merch by Amazon. Passive income. You know, once you do it, once you create the design and you submit it, then nothing else is required of you. You just get paid when it sells. The more you do, the more chances you have. I think they cap you at like one design per day, one new design per day you can load up, but hell, whatever. You got 30 designs. You have it over the course of a month, just upload one each day and then just see how it goes. Remember, you can build a storefront on Shopify with Shopify real easy. I know I built one and I am not Mr. Tech Guy. And if I can do it, then anyone can do it. You know what I mean? And we, you know, so I just want us to have some options out there, some ideas out there, some revenue stream ideas out there. Do you know what affiliate programs are? Affiliate programs are companies that say like, hey, if do you have a network of people, put the link to our our store in your emails. We'll give you a specific link, one that's only, you know, only given to you. It's trackable to you. And anybody that buys anything through that link will pay you a commission. That's great. That's how my, but just full disclosure, by the way, that's how my stuff works. With C60 Purple Power and Prepare with Macroaggressions and Chemical Free Body. These are affiliate links. I just happen to have a bigger base because I have a show. But some of these companies don't require you to have like a huge audience. They just say, well, look, do what you can do with this link. So are there products that you find that you believe in? Because like the one thing is you have to believe in it too. I mean, the stuff has to work. You can't just be, I guess you could be faking it, but I can't fake it. But find something that you like. If they have this affiliate program, you can represent them and generate sales for them and make some money. Once again, this is like an additional revenue stream. I just want people thinking of how can I add more money to my life without necessarily adding a ton of extra work, you know? So it's something to consider. I mean, I've written books. Can you write a book? Do you want to write books? Is there an area that you are an expert on? Is there something that, or do you have like really good ideas on like cooking? Are you like, do you have a great cookbook idea that you can do? You know, you can make these books yourself through Amazon. It used to be a company called CreateSpace and it was purchased by Amazon, but you can self-publish books that way. No longer do you have to wait for like Simon and Schuster to come down from on high and say, oh yes, we love what you're doing here. You don't have to do that. If you have the marketplace will tell you whether or not your book is good or not, but you have the ability to write that and put it on Amazon and sell it. And look, to be clear, it doesn't have to be a 540-page The Octopus of Global Control, because you can sell books for 99 cents on Amazon. You can sell digital versions, little Kindles that they can just send to people all day long that doesn't cut down any trees or anything like that. Short books, short stories, kids' books, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Think about this stuff. Gardening, survival, whatever. What do you know? Hunting, what do you know? Put that book up for sale, $1.99 on Amazon? Pfft. Of course. I think, speaking of, if you have the expertise to write a book on a particular topic, here's something else you may want to consider. There's a company called Udemy, Udemy. It's like Academy, except it's Udemy. And it's an online school that you can attend. You can attend these classes. You just pay per class and it's online and it'll teach you whatever the class is. You can read the reviews on it and you can get into a particular subject and just take these classes online. But you know what else you can do? You can teach a class. Do you have that expertise, the sort of expertise that I just talked about for writing one of these books? You may also be able to teach a class too. Now you have to kind of create the syllabus and get it approved by them, which isn't impossible to do. You just have to have a real idea for a class and then they put it on their syllabus and people can come through and they may sign up for your class, which you have pre-recorded, made it visually, you know, make it work visually. If you don't know how to do that, go to Upwork, hire some guy in Bangladesh that knows how to do it for $5 an hour, you know, make it work. And now you've got a course. Your course goes on Udemy. People sign up for your course. They download it. You get paid. Why not? You know, if you can do that, if that's something that is in your wheelhouse, like if you have those skill sets, let's do it. And I think, and especially after the year we've had with COVID and the everybody, you know, this, everybody's getting sick and the vaccine, and it's all the talk, man. I'm sick of it. It's just, it's been everywhere. But let me ask you this. We're sitting here in the middle part of 2021 with, quote, flu season coming in a couple of months. And we know things are going to get weird. We know that the government's going to do what they do and the media is going to start pressuring you to take the vaccine. It's the only solution. No, you can't look at any of these things. I'll tell you what I did. You want to know what I did a couple days ago? I bought ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, and Zithromax. I bought it from an online store overseas. I spent $101 on it. I'm good. My family's good. We're taken care of. Am I worried about COVID? I'm actually not. I'm not worried about it. But just in case somebody in my family or my immediate circle gets sick and needs these things, I want to have them now. I want it now, not later. I might not be able to get it later. They may be illegal later. So just so you know, and if once again, this is one of those things, if you're writing this down, I'm going to tell you what I was told. I was told this by one of my great listeners, who's a nurse. I get great insight from the listeners. Thank you all, by the way, just for the messages I receive and for the, you know, the tips and the inside track stuff. I really appreciate it. But this is from the nurse. This is what I was told to buy. This is what I went out and bought, and now it's on its way. Ivermectin, 3 milligrams. Hydrochloroquine, 200 milligrams. And Zithromax, 500 milligrams. That's Zithromax. Ivermectin, 3 milligrams. Hydrochloroquine, 200 milligrams. Zithromax, 500 milligrams. That's the type that you want to get. Now, within each one of those, you get you can choose your quantities and whatever. You can find these available in online stores. Just write that down. That's what I was told, the type that you wanted to get. And of course, I feel like I've given 18,000 disclaimers. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not prescribing anything. I'm not saying this is going to cure anything. All, you know, disclaimer, disclaimer. I'm just saying, if you're wondering, like I was, I know about ivermectin, but I don't know if I go to the ivermectin store, I don't know which one to get. That's why it was helpful that the nurse said, get the 3 milligram one. Great. Better to have it, not need it. Hey, you might need to barter with it. You know what I'm saying? If the wheels really come off. But look, you'll take care of your family. Be proactive. Take advantage of this. You know, go for it. I did. I feel better about it. Like I said, I'm not worried about it. I'm not freaked out about it. I'm not panicked. But now I'm really not panicked because now I know, well, I've got, you know, I'll have it if I need it. And I think that's important. I think peace of mind is really important in this. We're talking about getting prepared. There's something that happens once you have made the additional step of getting prepared. You've gone out and done the thing, bought what you need. You've taken it home. You put it in a special place. You know you've got it. You just feel there's like a lightness. Like, okay, I don't have to worry about that. It's a good feeling. So do some of these things. Take care of your mental health, okay? Meditate. I went through a 4-day transcendental meditation class like 10 years ago. It was great for me. Started to stop the voices, you know, in my head from battling with one another, you know, we kind of silenced everything. Have a sense of humor about this, right? We're going to need it. We're going to need it for what we're going through. It's a weird time and you feel like you're living in a clown show. Don't let it get to you. You know, keep your sense of humor about these things. Watch some funny movies. You know, get away from this stuff. Be prepared. Be proactive. Get some additional revenue streams going. This is the time to think about this stuff. You don't want to be doing this when the shit's going down. Okay, that's the wrong time to do it. Leverage the fact that you've got the time things are relatively normal. God, who would have thought I would say that, you know, everyone walking around with masks on and I'm calling it relatively normal. I guess I'm calling it relatively normal compared to what, how bad it can be. But normal in the sense that the supply chains are functioning, the stores are open, you have access to these things, you can get yourself a helium miner now, you might not be able to. By the way, first come, first serve on this. You know, there's a lot of people trying to get these things. So I would suggest, if you're thinking about it, just send me an email. I'll put you on the list. They'll reach out to you, get that process started, because it takes a couple of months for everything to get to you. So you definitely want to do this sooner rather than later. Once again, the website, if you want to reach out to me, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com is the website. If you want to reach out to me by email directly, theoctopusofglobalcontrol@protonmail.com, and just put in the subject line free helium miner, or if you're somebody that says, send me that list of all the stuff that was in your earthquake emergency kit. No problem, man. I'll send you whatever you need. We got to look out for each other. We got to keep our eyes open. We got to be strategic about this stuff. There's too many dummies out there. We have an advantage. We know something's coming. We have a little bit of time to prepare. We have a functioning brain, and we're not buying this agenda that the government's going to come in and make everything okay. They're not. Let's take advantage of this. Let's do it now. If you like this show, or if you think that there is somebody in your life that will benefit from hearing a show like this with actionable information, please take the additional step of sharing the show with anybody that you think would appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at macroaggressions. I want us all to be safe. I want us to all be prosperous. I want us to get through this insanity and come out on the other side feeling better and feeling like we're gonna be all right. I think that some of the tips I put in here will get you a little bit closer to that. I certainly hope it does, and I'm open to feedback. So if you have questions, reach out to me. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.